Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now, be honest. How much of your week do you spend punishing yourself about your body image? And thinking about your conversations with others, how often might you contribute to the body image issues of others? Do you comment on how they look? Do you comment on other people in ways that might send unwitting messages to your friends? 4 of 5 young women experience fat talk about their own appearance or someone else's during the average week. That's according to Dr. Jacqueline Mills, who says it has a negative impact on body image. Dr. Mills is a psychology lecturer from the Ken Miller Institute. Her recent research shows that we all need to be more careful in what we say about ourselves and what we say about others.
The research seems to indicate that fat talk, i.e. engaging in those negative comments about your own weight and appearance or someone else's weight and appearance is extremely common for particularly young women. Our research looked at women aged between 18 and 40, and over 80% of our sample engaged or experienced some form of fat talk across their average week, which is pretty shocking.
Someone that I know made the point that as she was growing up, it was the older women around her of her mother's generation who would say, "Oh, well, are you going to lose some weight? You're putting on a little bit of weight. You're getting a bit chubby there, young girl."
Yes, and that probably is more in line with what we would call fat shaming or weight shaming, and is certainly a really big problem for body image concerns as well.
Well, I don't know if it's their intention to shame, maybe it was, but like, we just have to be smarter than that, don't we?
Yeah, I think it would be helpful for everyone, really, if we could just be more careful in what we're saying and just maybe consider the potentially unintended consequences of it.
Hmm. So now you looked at 135 women, they were aged 18 to 40, and you got them to, log their experience across a week?
Yes, so they downloaded an app called Instant Survey onto their smartphone, and that app basically prompted them through notifications at random time points throughout the day for 7 days, and it asked them the same question multiple times a day, basically along the lines of how satisfied do you feel with your appearance right now, and how often have you engaged in saying negative comments about yourself, we tracked them across the average week, and the findings that we got were pretty shocking.
What shocked you?
Well, I think it was interesting to find that when we looked at the data pertaining to social interactions, so when participants had said, yes, I have recently interacted with someone, when we isolated that data, we found that over a quarter of those social interactions had involved some kind of fat talk. So across their average week, women are experiencing a lot of fat talk.
What forms does fat talk come in?
Typically, the most common form is when you're making those negative comments about your weight or appearance. It doesn't necessarily have to be about your weight, even though it is called fat talk, so that kind of implies it. So those making those negative comments about yourself, which could be, anything along the lines of, oh, I hate the way my stomach looks in this dress, or I shouldn't have had that second slice of cake, look at me, I shouldn't be eating all of these snacks or whatever, or I hate my size, something like that. And then there's also thought to be another possible version of it, I guess, which is making those comments but directed at other people. Hmm. It's probably not... We weren't... The third type is overhearing fat talk, so going about your daily life and overhearing fat talk in conversations by other people.
All right, so one of the things we know from other branches of psychology is that developing a positive narrative about yourself and being in places where there is a positive narrative about certain attributes, that's really good for the psychology. What should we be doing and saying and not doing and not saying, both about ourselves but also about others, that will help to contribute to a positive image?
Yeah, look, it's the million-dollar question, really. I think it is a matter of simply raising awareness in the first place. The Butterfly Foundation, for one, does a great job of doing that with their Fat Talk Free February campaign.
Okay.
And I think that it raising awareness, making people aware, particularly young women as they seem to be affected quite a lot, as to what actually constitutes fat talk, how often they engage in it, because they might be quite surprised to realise how frequent they do it, and notice, I guess, how it actually makes them feel, and aware of the fact that it could make other people feel badly about their appearance as well, but also starting to push back. And if you do have a friend pipe up in conversation and say something like something negative about their appearance, then gently try and challenge that. And ultimately, it would be great if we could try and replace these negative comments with positive ones. But I think that is a lot easier said than done, because this is such a ritualistic, habitual phenomena.
Well, let me throw a couple of scenarios at you. Let's say I'm out to dinner with some friends and there's somebody I know who's, you know, concerned about their weight or has been dieting or something, and they order dessert. I take it that I shouldn't say, hey, do you really want that dessert?
Probably not, no. Yes, I think, if we could limit those comments directed at other people as well, that would definitely be a step in the right direction.
Right, so number one, no judgment.
Yeah.
And number two, if I see someone, once again, well, whether they're watching their weight or not, I mean, who am I to know whether they have a body image issue? But I want to pay them a compliment and I want to greet them in a nice way. How do I do that without inadvertently contributing to a body image issue for them?
Very, very tricky question. My first thought would be to simply comment on something, an internal attribute rather than their appearance. I think we live in a society today, unfortunately, where there is such heavy value placed on the way that you look, and much less attributed to your internal, your personality and internal qualities. So that would be my advice, yeah.
Hairstyles, that's okay? Is that safe territory?
Probably in most cases, but I'd wager a guess that it's probably okay. Although, to be fair, I think it fat talk is actually something that can encompass, as I said before, sort of your weight or any aspect of your appearance. So I don't want to exclude people out there who may actually feel uncomfortable
about their hair. Yeah, I get that. As a middle-aged man, I get that. So now, final question. If it's my child, and I want to encourage good eating habits, how do I walk that very fine line between you shouldn't take that extra XYZ or no, we can't go to McDonald's on the way home, and, something that's a more healthy image? How do I do that?
I think my advice would be to ensure that the focus is actually on, internal health rather than external appearance again. So making sure that what you're concerned about is actually their physical health and well-being rather than how they look and how they're appearing, yeah.